what is happening to the ordinary man and woman in the street in the country today? Does that reshuffle change what is going to happen at TSCT with hundreds of workers being threatened with their loss of jobs? Does that change what is happening at Unilever, although that's not a state company, but the government doesn't intervene when these private companies decide to stop manufacturing locally and import everything and send home workers? Does that change what is going to happen at the port with the destruction of the port or at Wassa? You know, none of the cabinet reshuffles change any of those major things that affect ordinary people.